beginning verse 12. Praise God. Praise God. Begins. Now this is our boast. Our conscience testifies that we have conducted ourselves in the world, and especially in our relationships with you, with integrity and godly sincerity. We have done so relying not on worldly wisdom, but on God's grace. For we do not write that anything you cannot read or understand, and I hope that as you have understood us in part, you will come to the understanding fully that you can boast of us just as we will boast of you in the day of the Lord Jesus. Because I was confident of this, I wanted to visit you first so that you might benefit twice. I wanted to visit you on my way to Macedonia and to come back to you from Macedonia, and then to have you send me on my way to Judea. Was I fickle when I intended to do this, or do I make my plans in worldly manner so that in the same breath I say both yes, yes, and no, no? But as surely as God is faithful, our message to you is not yes and no. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, by me and Silas and Timothy, was not yes and no, but in him it has always been yes. For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through him, the amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Turn in one more scripture, 2 Corinthians 1:20. It says, now it for no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through him, amen, is spoken by us to the glory of God. I want to talk to us about confidence in God. Amen. We need it. Amen. We need confidence in our God. Amen. Because when he speaks, amen, he is right. Amen. When he speaks, he is just. When he speaks, God will answer. Amen. He will come through and do exactly what he's speaking. He says he will do in your life. Amen. I pray you have confidence in God when you leave this place today. Amen. That God is controlling and working in our lives. Amen. So when life's tests sweep over us like waves of the sea, and if you've been living any time here on earth, you know they come. God's power is sufficient to preserve us. Amen. He will help you through it. You may be facing a test today. I'm here to tell you that you can be confident in God that he's with you. You may not see it right now. You may not understand where he's at, and you know, but I'm promising you, God is with you. Amen. He's pursuing you. He's after you. Amen. It's that kind of God we serve. Realizing he can defeat us if we lose faith in the Lord, the enemy of our souls continuously attempts to distract us. Amen. He is doing his dead level best to put things in your path that you think you just got to do. But he understands if I can get him sidetracked, if I can get him off of pursuing me, of pursuing God, then I've done my job. Oh, they're not out partying, they're not out, you know, smoking dope and having wild women and all of that stuff, but they're distracted. They're not doing what God wants them to do. And he has got you. We must be wise to his devices. Amen. We must understand that the enemy is subtle and patient. And if he can just get you sidetracked, he's on the right track to stealing, killing, and destroying your life. He will do his dead level death. That is his purpose and plan on this earth, is to steal, kill, and destroy your relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen. We gotta wake up to his devices. Understand. Hebrews 10, 35-38. So do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. You need to preserve so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. For in just a little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. But my righteousness one will live by faith. But my righteousness one will live by faith, and I take no pleasure in the one who shrinks back. Amen. God is saying, stay in the fight. Don't stop doing and living for God. Stay vigilant. Wake up to what God is doing in your life. Romans 8:28. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. If you're here today, God is calling you. Amen. There's no accidents with God. Amen. You didn't get invited to church. God called you to church. Understand that today. If you're in the presence of God, God is calling you. He's speaking to you, saying, come a little closer. I want to help you. I want to be Lord in your life. Amen. He's calling someone here today. He's wooing you. He's saying, come a little closer. Come into my presence. I got some things I want to do through you. Amen. So we got complete trust in him that provides us with a quiet resolve and a peaceful assurance. Amen. God wants to help us to know and be assured that he is with us. We cannot allow circumstances to steal that from us. Amen. We can't allow the things of this world that just happen and it's like, oh my Lord, I can't go that route. Understand, God's with you. Don't get distracted by what's going on around the winds, the waves, the earthquake, the fire. Don't get distracted. Just know he's with you. Amen. Keep your eyes open because you're going to see him. Amen. Stand still. See the salvation of the Lord. Philippians 1, 4 and 6. It says, in all my prayers for all you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel with the first day unto now. Being confident of this, that he who hath begun a good work in you will carry it on to the completion until the day of Christ. Do you believe that today? God has begun a good work in each and every one of us. Amen? And he's got a plan. He knows where you're going. He sees the very end of the whole process. And he knows if you'll just believe. and you'll just stay with him, and you'll just keep walking with him, keep believing in him, he will accomplish what he sees you doing. Amen? We got to put some blinders on our eyes to what the enemy is whispering in our ears and telling us that you aren't able to do those things. Because with God, all things are possible. I don't care what background of lifestyle you came out of. If you will let Jesus Christ lead and guide you, there's no telling what God can do with you. The sky's the limit. Amen? His power can change you. His power can work the miraculous. It excites God to take the very least and make it the greatest. All through the word, God did that. He took misfits and people that had no pedigree, people that had no family, you know, and made them great when they just followed him, when they just surrendered to his will and purpose in their life. That's what God's trying to do here today. He's trying to tell somebody, just trust me. Amen? Just trust me. Hallelujah. God's comfort in our afflictions, the comfort that God gives to mankind, is evident throughout the entire Bible. We read it when we read the Word of God. God is with those that are going through trials and tests. Amen? And the presence of God leads and guides them. David fled for his life from Saul. He experienced the comfort of God firsthand. Amen. That dude was tracked down like an animal. But God showed him his comfort. Psalms 23:1-4 says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures, and he leads me beside quiet waters." I'm here to tell you that God will lead you today. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right path for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. He's with you. If you're here today, God is comforting you. He's saying, come on, you can do it. You can go a little farther. Just trust me. Just believe. Just come on. Just keep going, brother. Keep going, sister. I'm with you. I've got your back. Hallelujah. He's the way maker. Amen. Daniel, when Nebuchadnezzar sentenced the three Hebrews to the fiery furnace, the comfort and presence of God accompanied them. He was there in the burning fire, and they were not burned. They were not touched. Amen. They didn't even smell like smoke. I know you're in the heat. I know you're in the fire right now. I know you're going through some things. But when you come out of it, you're not even going to stink. You're not even going to be singed. Amen. Because he goes through the trial, through the test with us. He's like a hen that covers its peeps and just covers us with his mighty hand and arms. Amen. We just got to know God is with us. Amen. That's why it's so important to surrender all of our lives to God. Be totally sold out to his plan and purpose in our life, because God is in control. Amen. And if we allow that covering and understanding, God, you will meet my needs. It promises it in the word. Seek ye first. What? The world? The pleasures of life? The fancy cars, the big houses? No. Seek first the kingdom. His kingdom. His righteousness. But he didn't leave us there. Then all these things that you desire, you want, they're going to be added. I will bless you. I will honor you. I will show up. I will do what I say I'll do. We just got to keep walking. So the good thing about it is we go through trials. We don't come out of that with nothing. We benefit. We don't like it. But when we go through a trial, we come out the other side, we're better. We're better than when we went in. We have new understanding. We have a different outlook. You know, we have grown. We have learned some things. Trials are not all bad. The trial in which we are exposed actually prepares us for the work of the ministry. You want to be used of God? Well, you need some practice. Go through some trials. Amen? Because if you're not called, it can get real, real hairy following God. Amen? And if God hasn't called you and placed you in a place, it can get real confusing. But if God's in it, and he's calling you to do something, he's going to teach you. He's going to give you the tools you need to do the job. Amen. God will qualify you. Amen. That's what he's doing. He's preparing, he's qualifying you to be mightily used of God. Amen. All we got to do is stay focused on him in the darkest, deepest trial, in the worst of times. We just got to keep our eyes on him and not on the things of this world. God wants to help you. 2 Corinthians 1:3-4, it says, "Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, through the Father of compassion and the God of this comfort, of all comfort." Amen. God is our comforter. Amen. He will comfort you. Call upon him. Lean on him. And he will help you. Truly, God is the source of strength and comfort. He is that for our lives. Amen. That's what the disciples said. You know, Jesus says, "I will send the Comforter, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, to dwell in you." Amen. If you've got the Holy Ghost today, there's a comfort in you. There's an assurance. There's a power in you that says, "I am with you." You don't have to be afraid. Amen. And that's what gave those disciples that assurance to walk out into them streets and preach the gospel and not be ashamed and not be afraid, is because the comfort of the Holy Ghost was driving them. And they walked in authority of the power of God in their life. You don't have to be afraid today. It says a noted speaker was to attend a local college and address the students in the community. And this man had a very distinguished and polished voice, topped off with a British accent. The janitor of the college happened across this speaker as he was checking out the auditorium. And he approached the speaker in awe and told him that he was one of the speaker's fans. And he said, "Sir, I wonder if you would do me a favor and recite to me the 23rd Psalm." And the speaker replied, "Yes, but only if you will recite it after me." The janitor agreed. Both of the men recited the psalm, but the janitor's recitation was so impressed this popular speaker with a British accent that he requested his presence at the meeting that evening. And at the conclusion of the meeting that evening, the popular speaker recited the 23rd Psalm. And the crowd stood and applauded in appreciation of this diction and delivery. After the audience had quieted, the speaker then added that he had a friend whom he would like to recite the 23rd Psalm. And when the janitor began, there was a bit of tremor in his voice. However, when he finished his reaction, the Holy Ghost captivated the people as if they were in a Sunday evening service. And after that meeting, the professor of the college asked the speaker, why was there such a marked difference in the janitor's presentation? Your reaction was beautiful, he said, but his was powerful. And with a twinkle in his eye, the speaker confessed, I know the 23rd Psalm, but he knows the shepherd. There's power in having a relationship with the Word. Not just reading the Word, but knowing who that Word is. Not only knowing Him, but allowing Him residence in your life. There's power in that. Amen? And when you speak, you're not speaking. He's speaking through you. You're not your own. You're bought with the price. His power is working through you because you know Him. You just don't know of Him. Amen. That's an amazing difference when we truly have a relationship with the Creator of all things. That Word becomes more than word. It's effective. It's powerful. It's life-changing. So the benefit of affliction. If we are distressed, 1 Corinthians 1:6. It says, if we are distressed, it is for your comfort and salvation. If we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which produces in you patience, endurance of the same suffering we suffer. God knows that we're going to face some things. But He didn't say you're going to do it alone. He didn't say you're on your own after this. No. He understood that we would be suffering in His sufferings. He is with us. He is with us through our sufferings. Amen. And if we lean on Him, it doesn't matter. The disciples, when the crowds had left, He says, will you go also? He offered them, will you go? And they spoke so clearly, Lord, where will we go? What else is there? What else is there, my friend, today in your life? What else is there that is going to give you this kind of peace and this kind of comfort? There's nothing in this world that'll do it. There's nothing in this life. There's no man or woman. There's no job. There's no house. There's no drug. There's nothing that will give you the comfort that the power of the Holy Ghost will do in your life. If you surrender and you keep close to that power, I'm here to tell you, you can be comforted. And you can have assurance that He's with you. And nobody can take that away. No law, no jail, no nothing can steal God's presence abiding in you. Nothing. Amen. They can try, they can do all sorts of things. They can try to stop you, they can try to put you aside, but God continually pulls us out, gets us back out there, doing the purpose and will that He has called us to do. We don't have to worry. Is my time over? Am I done here on earth? God will tell you when that's up. He'll He'll take care of that. Just leave that up to him. Just do it. Just walk. Just believe. Just get up and say, I'm a child of the King. Amen. And I am blessed more than I can know. Amen. There's power in the afflictions in our life. 2 Corinthians 1:6 says, says, if I am comforted, it is for your comfort, which is effective as it nerves you to endure that same suffering as I suffer myself. God's deliverance. You can rest and know that when you get in a mess, God's not going to abandon you. Amen. You can be sure. We can know this by Paul's hardships. If anybody went through some things, it was this man, Paul. He endured hardships. Difficulties and hardships are part of life itself. Amen. I grew up in a hard life, but God blessed me. Amen. It wasn't easy. We were poor. We didn't have a lot of money. But we had family. And we had God. And we had peace. We had joy. We laughed about everything. We always found something in it to laugh about. We joked this Thanksgiving we want to maybe try to get together and just talk about some experiences and people and things that we've met in our lives and just record them. And we find joy in that. The things that we went through and the people we met and there's those hardships. It's all in how you look at them. Amen? We can find joy if our focus is in the right place. So when a person realizes that everyone suffers from similar trials and difficult situations in life, it becomes easier for him to deal with them. Amen. When you were swatted on the rear end, it didn't do anything to destroy you. It helped you. Yeah, it might have been a little too hard at times, but it didn't kill you. You learned. Your life was better. You weren't out on the streets disrespecting everything that walked your way. God knows what he's doing. Amen. He put those things in our life for a reason. Because he knew that it would make us better. Everything we go through, whether we like it or not, we usually don't. When little things happen, we don't like it. Oh God, it's the end of the world. All this is happening to me at once. Focus on him. Get it off of the things. Get it off of the trial. Get it off the wind and the waves. Go wake him up. God, you got to get up. These waves are too big. This wind is too hard. We're going to perish. Oh, come on. Quiet down. And God's peace is with you. Come on. That's the God we serve today. Amen. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter where you feel like you are in life. God can intervene. God can intervene in a moment and change it all. Calm the storm. Cease the wind. And God gives great deliverance. Amen. When God does it, he don't do anything small. So we can have a testimony of a clear conscience. So many of us need that here today. Your conscience haunts you. Your conscience speaks to you and says that you never can do anything right. Your conscience is daily eating you and trying to destroy your mind. This is our Colossians 1:12. Now this is our boast. Our conscience testifies that we have conducted ourselves in the world, and especially in our relationship with you, in the holiness of sincerity that are from God. We have done so not according to the worldly wisdom, but according to God's grace. Amen. One should greatly rejoice when his conscience is clear. Amen. You can truly find rest when you've surrendered all those things to God and you've told the Lord that you are Lord of my mind, my conscience, every part of it. You are Lord of it now. Paul wrote that from a position of great joy and power, knowing he had done what was right and his motives were pure. Amen. Joseph could rejoice in prison with a clear conscience. I mean, ain't none of us been through what these men have been through. We could try to match up. We come far short. Hey, nobody's been ever thrown into a pit by your brothers. You know, hey, I'm here to tell you that God wants to give you a clear conscience today. Amen. Paul spoke from a pure heart with absolute passion. Amen. We should continually check ourselves to determine the state of our testimony. Can we speak from a clear conscience? I'm doing my best, and God is in control. God, you are my rock and my salvation. You will perform it, and you will do your good pleasure through me. God's work in ourselves. Amen. I'm so thankful that God works in me. Amen. Because I fail miserably on my own. I fail miserably on my own. God's promises are sure. Hallelujah. We have assurance that the Lord has never made a promise that he cannot keep. Has he ever failed you, Aaron? He's keeping his promises. Amen. Sister Kim, has God failed you? No. No, he won't. He can't. He's bound by his word. He never fails. He never fails. Hallelujah. And if we follow him, we can be more like him. Brother Pritt. So many get lost in the storm. and begin to sink in the cares of this world. But one thing, when Peter was sinking in the waves and the wind, he didn't turn and run. He said, God, help me. He reached out to his Savior, and God picked him up, took him to safety, and set him, his feet on solid ground. Amen. Brought him back into the boat, back into the ship. Amen. We got to keep our eyes on him. Amen. And when we're sinking, when we're in a mess and you know, that we've caused, come on, it's never his fault. We just call on him. Jesus, I've messed it up, God. Oh, Lord, rescue me. And his hand is ever near. Whew. Come on. Come on, child. Come on. I've got you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's work in our lives is amazing. Amen. His promises are sure. They're without fail. Amen. He will help you. God saves us and seals us by his Spirit. You need a Spirit today. Amen. You need a Holy Ghost power-filled experience in your life. Amen. You need to let his presence, I don't care if you've been in it 56 years, you need a fresh anointing of the power of the Holy Ghost in your life today. Don't let that fire burn out of you. Amen. Keep it burning. Keep it hot. Amen. Keep it stirred up. Let his presence, his Spirit consume you. Fire consumes. Amen. Fire consumes, and it burns away things that are not of God. So keep the power of the Holy Ghost burning. And if you don't have that power today, you can receive it. You can just surrender to God in your worship and your praise. And that fire can consume your life. And the power of God will walk with you. Amen. There'll be anointing on your life. Presence of God will work on your behalf. You'll set your feet on higher ground. Amen. Praise God. The peace comes because of change of heart produced by the gospel. Amen. It takes more than just a scriptural belief. You got to have an experience. You got to obey the gospel and the word of God. 2 Corinthians 1:21 says, now it is God who makes both us and you stand firm in Christ. He anointed us, set his seal of ownership on us, and put his Spirit in our hearts as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. Praise God. We have been blessed to have this in our life. Amen. There's no greater gift. The gift of the Holy Ghost is God's down payment, showing his intention to complete the contract of redemption. Hallelujah. You have the power of a creator residing in you. Amen. Hallelujah. It's no matter what wall we face, what body of water we try to, that tries to hem us in, what army keeps trying to resist us, God has the answer and he'll create a way out. Hallelujah. That comes by his Spirit in us. Ephesians 1:13-14. It says, and you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promise of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Holy Spirit of God. has marked us, has set us free, has changed our lives. Amen. Psalms 37:23. It says, the Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in him. Where is your delight today? Amen. What is motivating you today? I pray that you have found your delight in the Lord. But if you haven't, you've never experienced that delight, today's your day. Amen. Today is your day to walk out of here with all of God inside of you. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's stand. God is here. Amen. God is in this place. His presence is near us. Amen. And we can be confident. We can have confidence in God. Amen. Don't trust yourself. Don't trust your heart. It's wicked. Desperately wicked. Trust in God. Be confident in him. Lord, thank you for your word today, God. I'm thankful for what you're about to do in this next service, Lord God. Your power, your anointing is going to minister and touch every heart and mind that will surrender their heart and mind to you. And Lord, you're going to deliver and heal and touch and minister in every life. God, it's your will and good pleasure. And we thank you for your word today, God. It helps us to continue on knowing you're in control. In Jesus' name, bless us. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Take a few moments.